But Lemisa's law, Haivotani, we learn like this. We learned that Chiyotze boy, a similar halacha we found. Rashi says Lo Yispar Sheikh Koi. Doesn't know where it says this, but for Tani, we learn like this. Chiyotze boy. Omer Rav Yosef, Rashi says like this. That the apostle in Ezra says Haboyim Mehashri, when they came back from the captures, Bnei Hagoyla, the Zez Hekrivu Oilus. So the apostle said Lokei Yisrael. The Mar says Hekrivu Oilus. It says Purim. How many Purim did they bring? Shnei Masar. They brought 12. The apostle says Lokei Yisrael. Then the Mar says Elim. How many Elim they bring? Isle Rams. Tishim. Pasuk says Tishim Bashisha should be. They brought 96. Kvosim, how many lambs did they bring? Shivim v'shiva, 77. Pasuk says Tziporei Agmar Sirei Chatois Shnei Masa. And they brought 12 Chatois. And the pasuk comes off and says Hakol Olu Lashem. All of these were all considered like a korban olah. That's what the pasuk says. So more the question: how could that be? Fachatis mikorv olah. It says that now there were 12 Chatois. How could the pasuk enough to say they're all a korban olah? How was the Chatis a korban olah? So where it is, Omar Rovo, it means to say that these chatoris was ki oilo, like a korban oilo. That ma oilo, just like a korban oilo, ain't in the chelis, you can't eat it, but the whole thing is burnt. Is af chatoris, these 12 chatoris here, ain't in the chelis, were not edible. You cannot eat them. Meaning to say what? That this was not a chatis achitzain, but it was a chatis apnim, that the whole thing was supposed to be burnt. Why? Sure, Rabbi Yossi learned from this posik, that I'll avoid the zoro, heviyim. That when they came up in Ezra and came back to Eretz Israel, they brought these 12 chatois for a chet that Klai Yisrael did before in the chet of Avodah Zarah. So it's a chatis hapnim that's called sirim and asrof, and no thing is burnt. There's no part that's edible. And the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, what was this chet? Al Avodah Zarah she'osu b'metzit kiyo. That this was caused the chet that Klai Yisrael did b'shas the time that said kiyo. So even though at that time they didn't bring the korban, now when they came up in Ezra, now's the time they brought the korban. That's what this chatis has a look like a korban early, meaning to say those things burnt. So Gemara says kasaka that the avimener is that leman the yistleich chatis sivah shneschapra b'leh meso. The yo this halacha applies to korban sivah if they had a kapor already. Is this leman the also all the other halacha that chatis sivah shmeso b'leh meso. The korban sivah if the bialim died it should be lemisazlo. So, according to Yehuda Shita, should be shver this pasuk here in Ezra. For Hocho Dika de Meso Balea. Over all the people of Titkiyo's times died already for the time of Ezra. The Kakorban, still they brought a Korban Chatis to Mechapar on them. A Korban Sivar, even though the owners, the Bailam died, the old Sivar died already, still they bring the Korban. We don't have this halach of these five halachas to say it's Levis Oslo by Korban Sivar. So according to Kasha and Abiyuda, how did he learn this pasuk here? Here it's mashma that this chatis was like an oilo, meaning to say it was a chatis hapanim, that those things was burnt because it was brought on the chet of Avodah Zarah that did be made to kiyo, and all those people died already. So where it says, Amara Papa, Afilu Lamandiyam, even the one that holds, no, chatis siva shekipra baleha, misa, even if you want to say, then the case where the tziba lost the korban, and they brought another one, so they had the kapor already, the first one goes the Misa, but I'll tell you, Chatez Siba Shemesu Baleh, and I can't say if this Chatez belongs to the Tzibur, and the whole Tzibur dies, still ain't a Mesa, then it's not Mesa. What's the reason why not? The Fishay not Tzibur Mesa, because that's a Klal, a Tzibur is never called dead. Even though they died, by the time they have children, the children take over, it's never called like they're dead. So therefore, it's not Shver, why they brought this Korban out in Ezra, for the Chet that was done, B'Shas Tidkiyo. Like we'll soon see. The Mor says, Minol el Rapopo, how's Rapopo not say the Samara? That it's Hebrew is not Mesa. In any if you want to tell me, Shun, the Pasuk says, Tacha Savoy Secho, Yiobonecho, Trash's Kleimar, Debonim, Heavy Bimok Bim Kaimom, the children is like they're still alive. Mushum Hochi, Korba Chatos, not so they're able to bring this Chatos now. Even though the Tzibra at that time died already, but the kids are alive now. For the Mor, that's a Samara by Korban Tzibra, Yochi, Afilu Yochanami, say the same swear by Korban Yochan also then. But after you say Korban Yochan, is the Lemisa's law, why they have children, let this be called the Mesa Baleo. El here, so you see what, when the father dies, it is called Mesa Baleo. So by Tibur also. Someone says, no, What the reason why a tziva is not meisim? Misira regolim, we bring a raya. V'roshi chadoshim, we bring a raya from the korbans that are brought on Yom Tovim, and was brought on Rosh Chodesh. Yom Rachmon Teres says, I sinu mitruma salishcha, that you bring these korbanos from the truma salishcha, the money that was collected on Adar by the machsa shekel. So the question is, how can we use the money now at the end of the year? V'dilma meisim arayu. Maybe somebody that put money into the pushka died in the middle of the year. So by the yontif at the end, how could you bring the korban from his money? The owner died already. Vidilma hani marayu dahani zuzi. Maybe the money using now is from the money that somebody that died. So how could you use the money? And Allah shmami, that there's a proof that ain't that tziba mesim. That if that tziba, we never consider the mesim. Even though the person died, so what? That's not a psul by tziba. So he's bringing a proof from a pasuk. He doesn't say what the raya is. Rashi says Elahein. Not only Meisim. Rashi says Heinu Taimo Diena Tziba Meisim. Shein Din Chata Shemesa Balei Betziba. Misir Misofer Regolim Rosh Kadoshim. Stam. That's the halacha. V'Yom Rachmon Asinu Mitruma Salishcha. Yemishkolam Aboyim Biyad V'Afagav Dikel Meima Duma Meisim Raya Danazuzik Tzasmiim. Still, we don't say it. He doesn't say Claude has, but why not? But we don't say it. Now the Gemara says, the boy is him, another terrors could be like this. That really no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be a psul of Baichat HaSibar Shemesa Baleho. If they really died, you cannot bring the korban. Sakum HaVeh, they brought the korban. I'll tell you, boy is him, Ki Akrevinu, Lani Chatois, Achai Akrevinu. They brought on the people that are still alive right now. There were still people that were alive from that chet of tzidkiyo. The Siddha Pasuk says, V'rabim me'kahanam alaviyim, V'rosh yobas haskenim, Asher roh es habayis harishon, V'yosto, Ze habayis, Is boichim l'kel godol, V'rabim v'trua. So mashmu, they were crying much for the chet that they did of avoid the Zara, so they brought the korban not for the people that died already in Echonami. For those that died already, it's called the korban sivush tishem mesa balel, you can't bring the korban. But they brought the korban for the people that are alive right now. Rashi says, "Min daloisin shoyadayin chayin min oiv dimavoy dezarbi meitzikiyon." He says, "Rabin betrua oisin shloy roes abayis harishin oiv achshem reim v'smechin." So Mora says, "V'dil mahanachem yuta." Maybe they're only meet the people alive right now, and on a meet you don't bring the korban tzibar. Each one should have brought his own chatas for the chet that they did. So Mora says, "No." The Motzah Sarmat Nechsev, it says, Lo Yikar Om Betruah V'Simcha, L'Kol B'Chi Om. The Mashma L'Kol B'Chi Om, Mashma was an Am, Rashi says, Al Merabim Hoyu Avoichim. Al Amreim, there was more crying than screaming. Mashma, there were more that did the Chet that were still alive right now. So there was like a Rabim that was still alive right now. So kids, so this Chatas are brought for the people that are alive in Echnami. The people that are dead already can bring a carbon for them. Only for the ones that are alive right now. Now the Gemara Stami is the Kasha Veichim Makrivelu. How could they bring a chatis for that chet of the Avodah Zarah b'Shasit Kiyo for Rei Mezid Demoy? At that time they were amazed. So you can't bring a korban for amazed, only for Shoygig. Om Rav Yechon Atzayin Nechnami Hayroyis Shohois was a special alochia, a special psak alocha only for this one case. But really, after the amazed, it wasn't mechuyev a chatis. And Hachadam is telling the Svar also because the left him. Hachadam not going to say like this. Sabishleima Porim. Usirim kineged shnei mosa shvatim. That's what it says, that they brought 12 korbanos here, that's kineged the yud bei shvatim. Ela kvosim. But that's what it says before, it says they brought 77 kvosim kineged me. What do they have to bring so many lambs for? Ela, it must be, the pshat is, hayroa shohesa was a special alocha over there. It wasn't stam after korban. Chatesh shabai was a special alocha, therefore we can learn out from over here. Ramor says to Nan Hossam, learned over there, Gemara and Saitam, that Mishemes Yosef ben Yoezer is Tzreda, when Yosef ben Yoezer was Nifta. The Yosef ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim, is Botluha Ashkolis. It was Botlu, there's no more people called Ashkolis. What does that mean, cluster of grapes like? It means Ish Shakol Boy, a man that has everything. Rashi says Shakol Boy means Toire has the Yereschet of Gemilas Chasodim. Ay, v'yom rev yudom ha-shmuel, kol ha-shkolosh shomdulhem li-yisrael, mi-yemais moisha at shemais Yosef ben Yoezer, as all the ha-shkolos, all the people that knew everything, that stood up from the times of Moshe until Yosef ben Yoezer was nifter, They can mamish learn Torah the same way like Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah. But they can't be like afterwards. Then afterwards, they cannot learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. That's what he says. So this is the Gemara is, I, v'omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that shloshes alpayim halachas, there were 3,000 halachas, nishtachu were forgotten, b'yimei avela shemaisha. B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu was nifto, chlayasol forgot 3,000 halachas. Sakri say all these generations afterwards, to learn the same amount of Torah just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ay, it's not true. They forgot 3,000 halachas here. Sakri said they learned the same amount. Smur says true. The ishtakach lo ishtakach. The halachas that they forgot, that we're not saying they learned. But what we're saying is, the gemirulu. But the halachas that they did learn, the ones that they did not forget, is heavy gemira k'Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew it clear and claw, just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. For the more still life of Tanya, we learned that Mishemes Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, gets assessed. We learned that Mishemes Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, it says it depends on the Hatmach Lekas, and then Im Rabu Mitamim, if the Tzib, but they're most of the Chom, instead of Tomei Timu, then the Chom went Bosa Roiv, and instead of Tomei. Im Rabu Torim, if most of them said it's Tor, Tiaru. So according to Kashmir, you see they did not know the Lachas Klur anymore. That after Moshe Rabbeinu, they had Tzveikas ready. They had doubts what the Lachar is. And therefore they had to go Bas Arayv. So how could you say they learned the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu learned? So Marim says, Li Boyi Di Mayatu. Taka, their hearts were much less. Now Rashi says, Halev Nis Mayat. The heart became less. They didn't know that much. They didn't know how to bring back the lochas they forgot. They went after the Reuben. That was the lochas they forgot. But Migmar Havi Gemirulu Kameshra Beinu. Rashi says, but Loisan Shlanishtachu. But the lochas that they did not forget, that they knew clearly like Meshra Beinu, was no machlokes about that. Now the Mastis and the Brice learned like this. Tony, we learned that Kol Ashkolis, all these people that knew everything, Shom Duli Yisrael Miyamais Moshe at Shemais Yosef Ben Yoezer, like we said before, Yisraida, is Lohayyabem Shum Doifi. There was no Doifi means, as Rashi says, Kasata Dach Doifi Shachet, means they had no Chet at all. Lohayyab Ashkolis Shom Duli Panasayim Shay Yisrael, he's Panasayim, the one that led Klai Yisrael, they had no Chet at all. They can't be like after these times, Hoyyabem Shum Doifi, even the Panasim, the leaders of Klai Yisrael had a chet. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn like this. Maisit once happened b'chosedech with one chosid. Shoy goynech m'liboy. He was like screaming from his heart. He had heart pains. Rashi's soyek mikoyev liboy. He had bad heart pains. Yes, he started to cry because of that. So they show the reference that he has the doctors. V'yomo, they said to him, ain loy takona. There's no way he'll fix himself up to get better. At she yonek Cholov Rasech Tuli nurses sucks out hot milk. Shachris in the morning, because he should suck the milk from the animal itself. So that's what happens. The VUAs, they brought him a goat. The Koshula Bakroy Mitosa, they tied it onto his bedside. Vayonik Amenu, every morning he would suck from it, nurse from it, Cholov, every fresh milk. The Mocha, the next day, Nichnus to Chaver Lavakra, the Chachonim came into him Lavakra Chola. Kiv and Shiro is when they saw this Aes Omer, they said like this, Listim Mizuim Atech Beisoi, V'yorah Nechnosim Lavakroi, this person has Listim Mizuim in his house, we should go visit him. The Vassuzi Rashi says, Listim Mizuim means you have an Om Rabba like, Behei Madaka, En Yechoylim L'Shoimri, you can't watch it. V'alechas V'royi B'sodas Achayim, you can't watch it, and it goes in Shep fields, and Sheps in other places, in other fields. So you're over Nisa Gezel, like we'll soon see, the Chum said, to not keep a Behemoth Dach in Eretz Yisrael. So they said, like, since he has this list of Mizu in his house, we can't stay there. V'yorah Nechnos L'Vakroi. So what happened was, Yoshua, they sat down in the book, and they checked him out. V'loi Motsu Boi Oven Ella Shozer. Shaloi Se'ov Eiz. The only chet they found about him. Bovad. And the Yafu, even this chassid also, the Shas Misos, the time when he died, he said like this upon himself, Yodai Ani Biyasu, I know about myself, Shein Biyov, and I have no chet really, Elish Shal Oiso Eiz Bavad, only this one chet that he took an Eiz into his house, Shavati Adiv V'chaver, I was over, I didn't listen to what my chaver, the Chom and Paskin, Shrei Omu, the Chom said like this, Shroyamur Chachomim, a Negadlin Behema Daka Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to raise the Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Rabbonin, Vanach Rabbonin of Yuda Bar Eloi, from Yuda Ben Baba. So, that's what Chom said. Now, the Kaimlum, we hold the Kolechad, the Yama Maisa, the Chosnech, whatever the more says of Maisa, the Chosnechad, it's either of Yehuda ben Baba or of Yehuda ben Eloi. And Verabonin, Bosa Yeshu ben Rezis Reda. Meaning these two Rabbonin, either of Yehuda ben Baba or of Yehuda ben Eloi, were many generations after Yeshu ben Reza. For Rabbonin, these two Rabbonin was Bosa Yeshu ben Rezis Reda, Dori Dor Heavy. There were a lot of Doris afterwards. And still it says, what le'motzu b'oven, alma le'hoye b'em doifus, you see, even the panosim later, they didn't have any doifus, they didn't have any chet. Sadly, you say, only the panosim up until this time had no chet. Here at Samashma, even generations afterwards also they have no chet. So, Marit Zedek Nami, Omer Rabbi Yezeb, Yezeb,